The New York Yankees going to the World Series happens Saturday night. They dispose of the Guardians, and they will be in the World Series to face the L.A. Dodgers, unfortunately, who ended the Mets season late last night in Game 6. I told you, put the bunting up, spray the World Series logo on the field. They were not coming back for a Game 6 in the ALCS. But the Mets season, it was special, it was different, it was something that I don't think a lot of Mets fans are ever going to forget. And yes, there's plenty of bad football to get to as well, but I was thinking my entire life I've been judging these seasons on whether or not my teams win championships, and I've seen everything but a championship. Like, I've seen my teams get really far, just haven't seen a championship, you know, in my lifetime that I remember. And I decided, you know what? It's okay to judge seasons positively or negatively with other things, too. Like this team got me and my mom to that game Friday. It got my wife and my daughters to watch baseball. It brought people together. It brought joy. So, yeah, it didn't end at a championship, but this team was different. So I hate the fact that it's over, but it is. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Jay. It's a pick up the pieces Monday for sure, especially for three major teams around here, and the Mets including would be included in that. But the Mets did something that nobody expected, and the Mets went all the way to Game 6 of the NLCS against a very, very good Dodger team that basically slaughtered the Mets pitching throughout this series. I mean, the Mets had no answers for the Dodgers hitting. Listen, you're scoring 10 runs a game. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, you're expecting 2-3 games, 3-2 games, 4-3 games, that kind of thing. And that wasn't the case in this particular series. I mean, the Mets pitchers were just gassed and didn't have anything left and were gone, especially last night. And, you know, this whole love affair with Kodai Senga, I mean, you know, yeah, he's right. Hopefully he comes back next year and he's the starter that we all expect him to be, the ace of the staff, all of that kind of good stuff. But, you know, he was, you know, they pressed him into service. He didn't do anything, and it really was, except for his first outing where he gave up a home run on his first first at bat, and then next thing you know, he was just basically torched after that. So, I don't know. It was a great season. It was an exciting season. I was glad they won for you on Friday night. Damn, I was glad that if that was going to be their last game at City Field, that's the way they were going to go out, that they went out with a fight, that they took it back to L.A., and that they didn't lose on their home field.
Yeah, I mean, you know what it felt like? It felt like it was the end of the year party for Mets fans, you know, where we knew full well that there was a chance that they were going to lose either Game 6 or Game 7. You were hopeful that they wouldn't, but it was almost like, let's just get together one more time and just have a great night with this team. And many people felt the same way. Now, I know there's a bunch of fans of other teams and Yankees fans and their teams going to the World Series, and they'll be center stage for a while. They're like, man, you know, you don't get these opportunities a lot. How can you say it's a great season when you don't win a championship? Because I think, as you get older and you experience a lot of these losses and all these things, like, you think to yourself, like, what am I really watching sports for? Right, like, this is the epiphany that I had. Because there were so many years that I'm like, all I had was those bad memories of those bad losses, right? And I'd regurgitate them to you over and over and over and over again because those were my memories. They didn't win a championship and it ended. But I'm like, God, like, there's one team that wins at the end. There's one team.
Don't I know that?
Right. And
yes, I know that very well.
And if I can't take something out of a special year like that, what are we doing?
It really was a special year, especially the second half of the season.
This is a team that now is in, because the Mets history is not like the Yankees history. You know, this is a team that will live on forever now. I know that they got eliminated in 6 games in the NLCS, but the way that it happened, who was doing it? The 2024 Mets will be a reference point for a long time, and those guys should be very, very proud of that. And going forward, it's going to be interesting, man. It's going to be tough to capture that same type of magic again. But you know, David Stearns in his first year did a lot of great things. And hopefully this is only the beginning, but I don't know how many times we have said that before with this organization, thinking, hell, they'll get back, they'll get back, they'll get back, and they don't. But you know, we could talk plenty about the offseason and Pete Alonso and all of that stuff, but and they also, you know, they lost to a better team. You know, you don't feel like they beat themselves.
No, I felt like they could not get right. the Dodgers out.
Right. And then they got beat.
And even, like, listen, the Mets had their chances last night. They had numerous opportunities with the bases loaded and couldn't come through. You know, whether it be Jeff McNeil swinging at a pitch 3 feet out out of the strike zone or Jesse Winker flying out. I mean, they had their opportunities last night, and they unfortunately they didn't come through. But, again, in baseball, the Dodgers did come through.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if it's look, the Mets scored 5 runs last night. I mean, you'd like to think that your pitching is going to keep the other team under 5 runs, you know?
Yeah.
But the pitching just got basically murdered this whole series.
Yeah, and it was almost like it was set up in a way, like the way the broadcast was talking about Manaea, it's almost like they knew he was going to not be good last night. And you're right about the top of the third was the one for me where it felt like every other loss.
Yeah, because the bottom of the third came right after the top of the third.
Well, right, exactly. So when they don't score with the bases loaded there, I said, you know, this just feels exactly like these other losses where now the Dodgers are going to tack on and the Mets aren't going to be able to keep up and they're not getting that huge hit. And that's exactly the way that it went. But it was funny to me because in that game, in game 2, they didn't talk on the broadcast at all about the amount of innings that Sean Manaea had thrown and how it was so much more than he had thrown in his entire career. Not once they were really talking about that, but this
last
game,
night they talked about
right,
it.
Right, over and over and
at
over
again. The beginning
again.
Of the game, yeah, in the pregame, yeah.
Right, and I understand that part of the reason why they did that is because the start that he had in game 2, Carlos Mendoza said that he hit a wall at about 80 pitches, so that conversation sort of opened up from there. But, I mean, it was almost as if Tom Verducci, Ken Rosenthal, and John Smoltz knew that he was going to go out there and look like he was gassed. And, you know, he was. And it's just a shame. And I, you know, there's a couple of those Dodgers pitchers they let off the hook too. These guys coming in, the relievers in this bullpen game, they're throwing the ball all over the place.
Well, they said, you know, listen to the way the game started. You know,
yeah,
you get
exactly.
the one run in the first inning. You know, one of their top guys throwing the ball all over the place.
And give it right back in the bottom.
And I kind of understand what John Smoltz was talking about. He goes, you know, these guys are used to coming in late in the game now. You know, starting the game is completely different. You're all amped up. You want to go out there. You want to throw the ball 100 miles an hour. This guy is throwing the ball, you know, over the backstop, for God's sake.
Yeah.
I mean, he was all over the place. And then and this is the other thing that, you know, the other pregame guys were talking about, Alex and Derek and Big Poppy, they were talking about, you know, getting off to a good start and seeing whether or not this bullpen game is going to be really crazy and the decisions that Dave Roberts is going to make. And, I mean, all that stuff, you know, came to fruition. I mean, like, you were thinking about, okay, what is Dave Roberts going to do now? And to me, the guy that nobody could hit was Tynan.
Yeah,
that guy was unbelievable. That guy has got some sort of stuff. Now, if I am David Stearns and I looked at what I dealt with just now with the Dodgers, that's what you got to build. You got to build guys or the team like with a bunch of guys like that in your bullpen because your bullpen is not very good. I mean, Stanek was decent. Edwin Diaz was good last night. So he came through last night.
He did.
And he was fine. But, you know, you got to add better bullpen arms than what the Mets had. I mean, if Phil Maton's going to be your guy, he just looks like he's a batting practice pitcher.
Yeah, I know. And I know that he had some success in the regular season. But, I mean, just seeing him in the postseason against these lineups, he throws like basically a 90-mile-an-hour fastball, you know, which in today's game is like, you know, a 75.
You got to have like 3 or 4 other pitchers if you're going to be able to do that and be successful.
Yeah. So I mean, listen, I trust David Stearns. And another thing that you got to love is, and I know we've said this before, like with Buck Showalter, his first year in 2022, and how great they were. You're like, oh man, you know, they feel like you got the foundation here. But you know, I really do think they've got the right guys. I mean, I say this now.
They found a star in Vientos.
No, I'm talking about to run the organization.
Oh, I see.
Stearns
okay.
and Mendoza. Like, I feel like they've got the right guys there. But, you know, after Brian Daboll's first season, I said, I feel like they got the right guys here. You know, so I don't know how it's going to go. I know that it's going to be very tough to recreate the special nature of what happened. And is this a World Baseball Classic year, by the way, coming up?
I have no idea.
The reason why I asked this, I was driving in, because I was thinking about how special 2022 was, and I felt like the World Baseball Classic effed the Mets' entire season that year. Not only because Edwin Diaz got hurt, but they had a ton of guys playing. They weren't together. They were all exhausted when they came back. They got back to a terrible start, and like the whole season was effed because of that. Oh, so it's 26. All right.
All right, so good. Wow.
Phew.
Thank God.
Phew.